This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. So, spring here in the Hudson Valley has me coughing and sneezing and clearing my throat. So I'll share that with you this morning. But sitting here in my little second bedroom with the pugs under my feet and looking out at my little lilac bush, I've got little lilacs on it. This isn't one of those great big lilac bushes that other people have. I bought the wrong one. My lilacs are like super tiny. I don't know, maybe they'll grow big. It's been a few years. Picked it up at Home Depot or something, you know? But anyway, that soft purple flowers outside my window. What's better than that, right? Beautiful spring in the Hudson Valley. Although it's been a little chilly and rainy, I hear it's going to be 90 in the near future. And, you know, I'll complain about that too. So here's the story I want to share with you today, a talk that I gave up on the Holy Mountain a couple of weeks ago. A women's group came in to spend the day for a one-day retreat. So they have different activities and speakers. And they asked me if I would be the opening speaker. And I said, I would love to. What's the topic? And they said, well, our theme is honoring your light and trusting your rhythm. And I'm like, dang, those are like my two favorite things. So here's the story. I gave this speech, talk, whatever you want to call it. And I want to share it with you today. So it sounded a lot like this. There is something very sacred about a person who has decided to come home to themselves, not the version they were told to be, not the version shaped by experiences or expectations or timelines and comparisons, but the version that has lived quietly beneath all of that. The version that has been steady, luminous, and deeply true, but maybe very quietly in the background. Today, I want to speak directly to that person in you. The person who has carried responsibilities with grace. The person who has questioned her worth, even while holding others and other things together. The person who has felt at times powerful and uncertain, and sometimes in the same heartbeat. Here's something I believe to be true. We are not on this planet to become someone else. Maybe we're here to remember who we already are. Your light is not earned. Somewhere along this way of life, many of us came to believe that our value is conditional, that we're worthy when we achieve enough, when we give enough, when we're agreeable enough, when we have the right house, the right relationship, when we're successful enough or strong enough, then we're worthy to own our light. But our light doesn't operate on any conditions ever. It doesn't flicker based on approval. And our light doesn't change just because someone else can't see it. Our light doesn't change even when we can't see it, because our light isn't something we earn. Our light is something we carry. We may forget we're carrying it, but it is something we carry. And our light has been with us in every season. It's there in our joy and in our grief, and it's there in our growth and even in our confusion. And growth can feel like confusion. Growth can feel awful. Growth normally feels awful. Even in our hardest chapters, when we doubted ourselves, when we were down, when things didn't go as planned, when we felt completely unseen and unworthy, our light was still there. Yeah, it was quieter. It was covered. But it wasn't gone. So honoring our light begins with one simple radical decision. And you've heard me say this before. Stop asking permission to shine. Stop asking permission to breathe. Stop asking permission to speak. Everybody benefits when we stop dimming. Many people have learned to dim themselves to make other people comfortable. We soften our voices, we shrink our presence, we don't listen to our instincts, we morph into some other agreeable creature. But that has never once created harmony. It's only created disconnection and confusion and self-abandonment. Because our ideas matter, and our voice carries insight, and our presence shifts rooms, even when we're not at our best. So when we fully show up, or show up as fully as we can, we give other people permission to do the same, because there is a ripple effect to authenticity, right? When one person stands in her truth, everybody around her begins to feel safer, period. But they also begin to feel safer standing in their own truth. So honoring our light isn't selfish. It's natural. It's courageous. It's necessary. It's really, really necessary. Our rhythm is sacred. So let's talk about something we don't talk about enough, our rhythm, our way of being in the world. We all go at different speeds, different rhythms. And we live in a world that worships output, hustle culture, more productivity, more efficiency, more doing, more life hacking. We're not designed for constant sameness, go, go, go. We're not designed that way. We're cyclical by nature, and we know it. We have seasons of energy. We have seasons of rest. We have moments of clarity. We have moments of questioning. Capital Q, WTF. We have times to lead and times to retreat. Yet many of us override our rhythm to keep up. We try to keep up with what? Expectations, timelines. I should be here by now. I should be there by now. We're keeping up with a stupid, invisible standard that was never designed with us in mind. It's some crazy outside thing. It's some crazy outside carrot on a stick that has nothing to do with us. When we abandon our own rhythm, we disconnect from our own wisdom. Your body knows when to push forward and when to pause. And yeah, sometimes we have to push forward, but other times we're counting on that second wind. I'll just keep going. I'll get a second wind. You know what your second wind is? It's stress hormones. It's your body in overdrive flipping out. Your second wind isn't a healthy thing. Your body knows when to push forward and when to pause, and we override that. Our intuition knows when something is aligned and when it's not. But if we never slow down enough to listen, we're going to begin to live out of sync with ourselves. And I can live out of sync with myself for a long time before something dawns on me and I come back. So that's where burnout begins, when we don't listen. That's where resentment grows. Oh my gosh, we're mad at everybody for doing so much when we could just, you know, close the computer and walk away or turn off the lights and go for a bike ride. I don't know. It's when the quiet voice inside of us starts to feel distant when we don't slow down and listen. Listening is one of the strongest and bravest things you can do. We often think that strength looks like pushing, 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 but sometimes strength looks like full stop, lights out, go inward, listening, and then adjusting and honoring what is real instead of what's expected by who? I don't know. It takes a lot of courage to stop and say, I need rest. This pace is not sustainable. That's a quote I've used recently. This path is no longer fit to who I am becoming. Those moments of honesty are not signs of failure, for sure. They're signs of alignment. They're signs of choosing yourself and honoring your light. Because when you begin to trust your own rhythm, something shifts. You stop forcing what isn't meant for you. You stop chasing what drains you. You admit that it drains you, and you stop chasing. You begin to move with intention instead of pressure, and then life starts to feel different. Oh, not necessarily easier, but more honest. A heck of a lot more honest. I have found one of the greatest disruptions to our light and our rhythm is comparison. Comparison. I think I made up a new word there. It's so easy to look around and feel like we're behind. Someone else is further along. Someone else is more confident. Someone else is smarter. Look at all those people with all those degrees or whatever. I should just shrink. It's easy to look around and think somebody else has it all figured out, but we know that is baloney. Comparison is built on incomplete information. You're comparing your insides to somebody's outsides. You're comparing your internal experience to somebody's external presentation, and they've been working on that presentation. You are measuring your chapter against somebody else's highlight. And when we do that, we fall off our path completely. Our life is not meant to look like anybody else's life. Not even close. And our timing, it's not random. Our journey, it's not accidental. Our pace is not wrong. It's ours. Honor your way of being in the world. And when we stop measuring ourselves against others, we create space to actually experience our own life. We can notice our own progress, and we can look at that with a steady, even eye and not feel anxious. We can honor our own growth and look at that with a steady, even eye and not feel anxious. We can celebrate and even enjoy our becoming because we are always growing and becoming. And that is another truth we have to give ourselves permission to embrace. You're allowed to change. You're allowed to outgrow roles, outgrow expectations, outgrow identities that once fit. Just take a look back. Remember your hair in the 80s, right? Yeah, you're always changing. And you're allowed to. You're allowed to want something different. It might freak some people out, but you're allowed to redefine success and relationships and purpose. And you can redefine yourself like 100 million times. Growth isn't betrayal, although it might feel like that to people close to you. Growth is actually alignment. Alignment with your light and your rhythm. And sometimes honoring that light means making decisions that others don't fully understand. When we choose a new direction, when we set a new boundary, when we let go of what once felt essential, those moments feel uncomfortable to us, but also to everyone else around us who expects us or feels safer when we are old reliable. But moments of change are supposed to feel uncomfortable. Growth is supposed to feel terrible. Sorry, growth rarely feels great. But these are also sacred things. Every time we choose growth over comfort, we move closer to the person we really are. And that's a sacred thing. Now let's talk about rest. A lot of people struggle with this one, but we don't have to earn rest. Raise your hand, Capricorns. Rest is not something you deserve only after exhaustion. It's something your body needs to function, your brain needs to function, to heal, create, to sustain. Rest, like food and sunshine, it's essential. And sometimes people carry guilt around for slowing down. Doing, doing, doing becomes an addiction. Rest could feel indulgent. It could feel unproductive. We feel uncomfortable with rest. Work on that. Rest is where clarity emerges. It's where our nervous system resets. Oh gosh, I think of restorative yoga. It's where our creativity is restored. It's where our light is replenished. I'm going to go say it. It's where our connection to the divine feels the strongest in rest. And without rest, even the brightest light begins to flicker. So honoring your rhythm means protecting your rest, prioritizing your rest, and not apologizing for it. We just have to stop apologizing. In a world that constantly asks, what more can you do? Let's remind ourselves of something simple and powerful. We are not measured by how much we produce. We're just not. We never will be. Our worth is never going to be tied to our output. Never. Our presence, our energy, our perspective, those things matter. Even in quiet moments, even when nobody is watching, even when we're not performing or achieving, we don't have to prove our value because we embody it. Right now, sitting in your car, sitting in your computer, wherever you are, your value is right there. Shine doesn't require anything. You don't have to do anything. Your value came with the package. So what happens now? Where do we go from here? Let's not become someone new, okay? Let's not become someone better. Let's just remember that we were born with our light. We were born with our value. And that part of us is steady and radiant and uniquely ours, even when we forget that it's there. And honor your rhythm. The natural pace that allows you to live, create, and rest in alignment. Your rhythm. You live your way. You create your way. You rest your way. Doesn't have to look like anybody else. And let's try to honor both our light and our rhythm intentionally. Make the sticky note. Put it on the computer. Honor your light and your rhythm. Honor your way of being in the world. And I don't know, that could look like a million different things. It could look like speaking up when you know your voice matters, or it could look like stepping back when you know your energy needs a break. It's definitely letting go of comparisons that steal our focus. Comparisons are like little monsters that pull us away from our light. Comparisons pull us off our path. So let's just be real, because that's what you get when you honor your light and your rhythm. You live in your authenticity. There is nothing missing in any one of us. There is nothing fundamentally lacking that needs to be fixed before you're allowed to fully live your life. So many of us feel, when I get here, then I'll be all right. When I get there, that car, that house, that relationship, then I'll be whole. You're already whole right now. There is nothing missing. There's only remembering, returning, reclaiming. Your light is already there. Your rhythm is already within you. She's a good friend, right? Good dance partner. And when you trust your light and your rhythm, something really cool happens. You stop chasing a life that looks good, air quotes, and you begin living a life that feels right. Your life feels right. That's what happens when you honor your light and you trust your rhythm and you allow yourself fully, unapologetically, to be the person you already are, because that person is more than enough and always has been. Amen. That was the talk I gave the other day to a group of women on a retreat up at the mountain, and I'm happy to share it with you today. And I also shared the personal story of driving home from work. Oh gosh, it's probably like a month ago now. I had been in just a stress ball for weeks. Just, you know, life, right? I can talk about all this stuff because I get pulled off the path all the dang time. And I had been pulled off the path and just living on stress and Pinot Grigio for a while. And I was driving home on Route 9. I was passing B&L Deli. That has nothing to do with the story, other than I'm never going to forget where I was on Route 9 when I looked up and saw the sky. It had been gray and it started to turn a little, peek a little blue out. And I looked at the top of the trees. They had those new green leaves, you know, the new green. And it made me like take a deep breath. And when I took a deep breath, I felt something shift inside of me. And the little voice inside my head said, "That's your light. That's your light." And of course, I started to cry because I had been so disconnected from my light and just living in stress and forgetting to breathe and forgetting to connect with nature. But the very highest part of me, in a moment of exhaling, reminded me that my light was always there. And of course, I cried all the way home out of joy and out of humility and out of a little bit of embarrassment. Like, oh my God, I've been a stress ball. I've been so far off my path. This has been such an unhealthy episode of stress. And my light was always there and I wasn't honoring it. And my rhythm was always there and I wasn't dancing with it. And I'm grateful, grateful, grateful for just a moment of clarity that reminds us, I'm full and I'm whole, and I can choose honor my light and my rhythm and not get swept away. But I will get swept away again. But I got some tools to come back to center. And that's what I'm sharing with you today. I loved being with you, and I can't wait to talk again. And shine on.